Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, January 13th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with more on the potential sale of World Wrestling Entertainment, including a possible merger with All Elite Wrestling. Tony Khan and his father Shad Khan, owners of AEW, are said to be interested in buying WWE, according to a story broken yesterday by Barron's. Although Saudi Arabia's public investment fund is mentioned as a more likely buyer, as has previously been reported, the Barron's story indicated that the Khan family is among the potential interested buyers, which also includes streaming platforms like Netflix, media corporations like Disney and Comcast, and entertainment holding companies like Endeavor, the owners of the UFC. CNBC confirmed the report last night, stating that the Khans have interest in merging AEW and WWE, which could involve partnering with an outside strategic media company to share the intellectual property. No actual talks are said to have taken place between AEW and WWE, but CNBC indicated that the Khans would be open to keeping WWE Executive Chairman Vince McMahon on board in some capacity should a merger occur. In a related story, WWE has brought on more outside advisors to help assist with an upcoming sale, according to an official press release yesterday. The company has hired the Rain Group as a financial advisor, Kirkland & Ellis LLP as legal advisors, and August LLC as a strategic communication advisor. WWE has also hired financial services company JP Morgan earlier this week to facilitate potential sales talks. In more AEW news, Dax Harwood made a statement on his podcast regarding the future of FTR.
We have asked and been granted the next few months off of television so we can sit back, reflect, decide, let our bodies heal, and figure out what we are going to do for the next few years, because whatever we decide to do next will be the absolute last thing we do, period. As far as wrestling, I don't see myself, after I'm done with whatever we're going to decide next, I don't see myself in 5 years going on the independence and wrestling independence. I don't see myself working in 5 years, a Japan tour or a Mexico tour, or traveling around the world and wrestling all over places. That's why these next few months are the most important few months for us. April, by April, at least, at most, we will have an answer.
FTR's request for time off comes after losing their Ring of Honor, AAA, and IWGP World Tag Team titles, as well as losing to the Gunn Brothers and AEW World Tag Team Champions The Acclaimed in their last two Dynamite appearances, all in the last month. Their current AEW contract is set to expire in April, but that time may be extended due to their taking time off. In ratings news, AEW Dynamite last Wednesday drew its largest overall audience since the October 26th episode and its highest rating in the key 18-49-year-old demographic since September 28th. A total of 967,000 viewers tuned in to watch live on TBS, up nearly 12% from last week's 864,000, according to Showbuzz Daily. The key demo rating was 0.33, up more than 25% from last week's 0.26, according to WrestleNomics. The episode ranked number 3 for the week in the cable top 150 in the key demo, up from number 4 the last week. The episode ranked number 3 for the week on the cable top 150 in the key demo, up from number 4 last week. According to Post Wrestling's John Pollock, Dynamite averaged 78,000 English language viewers and 44,000 in the 25-54-year-old demographic on TSN2, finishing just outside the top 10 sports programs for the night. NXT's New Year's Evil episode last Tuesday night drew 700,000 viewers to the USA Network, according to Showbuzz Daily. That's up over 7% from the audience of 653,000 that tuned in for the first live episode of 2023 last week. The rating in the key 18-49-year-old demographic was down, however, dropping from 0.16 last week to 0.15 for this week's episode, according to WrestleNomics. The 0.15 rating represents 202,000 viewers. The show ranked number 17 for the week in the key demographic on the cable top 150, up from number 31 last week. The show averaged 77,000 English language viewers in Canada, with 32,000 of them in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic on Rogers Sportsnet 360, according to Post Wrestling. Post also reports that Monday Night Raw on SN360 averaged 240,300 English language Canadian viewers, with 112,800 of them in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic. In unfortunate news from outside the ring, former WWF World Champion superstar Billy Graham started on kidney dialysis yesterday, according to a Facebook update from his wife Valerie, in the latest in a series of emergency treatments since first being hospitalized last Friday with an ear infection that spread to parts of his skull. Graham, real name Wayne Coleman, went into cardiac arrest during an ICU procedure last Tuesday, leading to a significant decrease in kidney function. He has been treated for fluid in his lungs and is on a series of antibiotics to combat the infection, according to more information released by his wife. We will keep you updated on Graham's condition. Superstar Billy Graham is the earliest living world champion in WWE's title lineage, having held the belt for 9 months, from 1977 into 1978. Turning to Japan, Shun Skywalker defeated Yuki Yoshioka in 28 minutes and 39 seconds to begin his second reign as Dragon Gate's Open the Dream Gate champion. The match served as the main event of the company's Open the New Year Gate show yesterday inside Tokyo's Korakuen Hall. Yoshioka had made 4 successful title defenses during his 166-day reign with the company's top championship. And in a correction from yesterday, during our AEW Dynamite report, we mistakenly stated that AEW was making its debut at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. That is untrue, as AEW ran the building on June 1st, 2022, and then followed up 2 days later with Rampage at the Toyota Center in Ontario, California. We regret the error. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.